Hey everyone, I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, and your host of this weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. So let's talk about validation. How important is it to you to feel that you and your work and your choices, even your opinions, are validated by others? Does it feel like you don't always get the validation you'd like? Or maybe you get it on things that don't really matter as much to you. Let's get at the heart of this desire and come up with some approaches from a more spiritual standpoint that I think might serve us all better. Now, first off, I do want to recognize the value in validation. And when I say this, I'm really thinking more in terms of giving it rather than necessarily needing to receive it. I found out pretty early in coaching others that validating someone's standpoint, their challenges, their concerns can be very helpful. It sets the stage for more openness and freedom and healing. When we let another know that they're heard and we really do need to listen and that their concerns are legitimate, we really do need to understand, and their ideas are worth knowing more about, then we're giving them a gift. We're giving them a place of comfort and safety. Everyone has the need to feel they aren't alone or nuts, like they're understood. You don't have to agree with where that person is, but it's kindness and has more healing energy in it when you make another feel okay in feeling the way they feel or thinking the way they think, especially when we sense one is dealing with something that feels difficult to them. So that's a good validation, validating others. So do be ready to do that. It's a real kindness. And then there's also that sort of opening that you give in that space to guide them or help them see for themselves something that's brighter and better that can get them to move out of where they are and into something fresher and more freeing. As for needing validation from others, let's talk more about that. This comes up a lot. We seem to really need to feel worthy and confident to have others validate us. Without it, we tend to think less of ourselves, or not trust ourselves, or even, and to maybe to add to that, we feel resentment to others for not being our cheerleader. So I read this a few days ago, attributed to someone named, and I'm going to butcher the name, Mohandisa Najumi. She's a writer and social scientist. She says, "The woman who does not require validation from anyone is the most feared individual on the planet." So that kind of got my juices flowing. It sparked my interest, and I get where she's coming from, but I think about it a little bit more. I'm thinking maybe feared isn't really what we aspire to. But feeling powerful and free and ready is another thing. And that I believe we can gain in some degree when we give up the need for others to validate us and what we do and think and say. How do we do that? Is it just that we don't care, that we get arrogant and think what we think and the heck with everyone? I don't really think it's that. I mean, that's one way, but I think the healthier way is to really look to something higher for that validation. It's to take what we're thinking and doing and to get it substantiated and confirmed and seen to be legitimate and right. It's to take a moment or more to get an inner approval and sanction that what we're doing is worthy and good. Can we really get an official validation from others that really aren't qualified? Do those you want to love and applaud and congratulate and laud your work really have an unbiased opinion about things? Do they really know? Do they really know you? Do they really know what's right? What makes them the arbiter of quality or the arbiter of your faith, your fate? And the ability to progress and be successful. Well, it's not their right, and no one gives it to them unless you do. So it isn't really in someone else's hands to validate you or not. It's in your hands when you choose to give them that power. Absolutely, we can respect what others have to say, value their opinions, experience. We can learn from what seems legitimate criticism, but we can't get an unbiased, honest, and individualized take on things from any person. No one can fully know what is right and good but God. Nor is anyone responsible for giving you that validation. We all have our lives to live. It may not be an intentional lack of caring, but we all are doing what we're doing. So you can't wait for someone to give you that validation. But truth alone knows what's true. God alone knows what is truly good. And His view of us is clearer, and His validation much more powerful than having even a bunch of people say, "You rock," even though that's nice. So we can consciously turn to God when we feel the need for a bit of glory and encouragement, and we're not feeling it from others. We can listen to that true voice within us that is telling us, yes, this act, this art, this thought, this expression, me, you know, that I feel inspired, right, beautiful, and guided and satisfying, just in my being, and then let that be enough. Because when God lets us know by that still small voice within that we're truly honoring Him in what we're doing, then we have received praise that is not only nice, but brings with it a real sense of power. It's from God. It gives us freedom and joy and the desire to continue forward and to share without qualification. This is that divine impulse, and that's much greater than someone's good job statement, what that can give us. And when we take that confident trust in God and in ourselves, we can, I think, truly do what is my version of that statement that I read earlier. And this is the revised version of that. The man and woman who does not require validation from other men and women is the most powerful and successful individual on the planet. Maybe I might add to that happy too. I think happy. So we can, one, help others by taking the time to make them feel heard and understood, acknowledging and validating them, opening a space up for help and healing to come. And two, give less power to others to validate our tickets to success, and instead take our lives, our work, our intentions to God for the real deal, a seal of approval that's divinely legitimate and humanly really useful. That's it for today. I hope that you enjoyed and understood these ideas. If you want to chat more about them or ask questions or set up a session to get some more freedom and joy yourself or discover your divine purpose, and yes, you do have one, feel free to contact me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. You can also find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Have a great week.